This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 20th of February, 1962. The title of this lecture is What is a Withhold? This tape is 46 minutes long.
All right. This is St. Hill Special Briefing Course. What's the date? Thank you. What's the month? Oh, thank you. What's the year? 8012, all right. We will let you away with that. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk to you about withholds. And this is all about withholds, a rather relatively brief lecture. I have now found the common denominator of withholds. You didn't get an opportunity to see it in today's demonstration, but that doesn't make any difference to that. What is a withhold? A withhold is something that a person believes that if it is revealed, it will endanger their self-preservation. In other words, a withhold is something that endangers the self-preservation of the PC. Now, that is a very important definition. It's taken me a very long time to get that definition. It gives us a new line for 3D crisscross, although this is not about 3D crisscross. And it worked back and forth is an absolute killer, because this is the reason whole track is occluded. This is where your whole track memory went. And this is the button on which it is sitting. So this is a very important discovery. Therefore, we would consider that that person who had very little whole track recall would consider themselves in a very dangerous position. In other words, you've got a gradient here. The less whole track recall, the more the person considers they are in danger, and the less likely you are to get a withhold off of them. The more fantastic the whole track recall, the same thing. We are dodging here somehow or another with that. Now, that's quite important to you, because it gives you, and gives me, the exact reason. This is why you get off such as I am now going to say and call them withholds. These are actual student withholds. I went outside and looked at the sky and felt strange. And an auditor bought it as a withhold and worked it over. I had a picture of my mother's bedroom, and I don't know why. That is a withhold. I spoke crossly to an instructor. George and Bill told me that they had heard that Agnes, and that is a withhold. Why is that a withhold? All right, let's start with the first one first. Of course it's safest to get off other people's withholds. These are all safe withholds. They are so safe. And that is all students tend to get off on each other, is safe withholds. I'm sorry to send that arrow so deeply. They get off safe withholds. If they reveal these things, it would be perfectly all right to reveal them, because it's perfectly safe to reveal. Now, why do we get into a tacit consent of this particular kind? Very interesting why we do. Overts on other people's withholds. We take somebody's withhold and we yap at them, and we trip them up with it, and we make them guilty with it, and we sort of punish them a little bit for having gotten off a withhold. We yip-yap on the subject, and after that, we are a little bit afraid to get off a withhold of ourselves, because we have an overt against the other person's withhold, so therefore we don't consider it safe to get off a withhold. Do you see what the rationale of the overt is? We have an overt on other people getting off withholds, so we don't get off withholds, you see. Because it isn't safe to get off a withhold. Now, of course, the more unsafe you make it, to get off a withhold, the battier it all becomes until you get a civilization like this one. Now, the one thing by which the communist profits in Australia and South Africa are the laws against perversion. The state, of all means, is regulating how you're going to perform the sexual act. I think that's very interesting. I've seldom seen any police officers in my bedroom. Now, I'm afraid if I did, they'd have short shrift. Of course, I have had the people the police officers are supposed to restrain trying to crawl into my bedroom windows. And a few things like that, you know. But that, of course, they wouldn't be interested in. Now, what are they doing? They're just trying to invent some new withholds, aren't they? I think that's fascinating. Because the communist uses blackmail of this particular kind as a means of controlling heads of state. In other words, if the state itself lends its weight to punishment of withholds, see, it has just laid itself out to be crazy. Because now anybody in the state can be blackmailed so as to overthrow the state, because the state will punish the overthrow of the withhold. Do you understand this, or any part of this? All right. Now, there it is on the third dynamic. The state makes it unsafe for anybody to confess to anything. So everybody's withholding from the state. What happens if you withhold from the state, or the state misses withholds on you? Of course, you begin to hate the state, and that is the downfall of nationalism. Of course, this may be very fortunate. But nevertheless, they have sown the seeds of their own destruction. By the number of great laws which arise on how a person shouldn't get off withholds. Let's apply that to an auditing session. The auditor upsets the PC, or tries to make the PC guilty, every time the PC gets off a withhold. Therefore, the auditor is making it unsafe for the PC to get off a withhold. Or the auditor trains the PC not to get off unsafe withholds. The auditor then trains the PC to get off only safe withholds. And we read on an auditor's report, I went out at night and looked at the sky and felt strange. And that is a withhold. Great day in the morning. That's a safe withhold, isn't it? Well, of course, the funny part of it is, there it is, it's not a withhold. Not a withhold at all. So you can actually get into a games condition with your PC by punishing the PC for his withholds. You can actually get into a games condition where the PC will only try to get off safe withholds. And there you go. Now, if a PC isn't giving me withholds, I'm afraid that I would become persuasive. A withhold is something that, if revealed, would be prejudicial to his survival. Now, naturally, his individuation comes from his withholds. This hyper-individuation of the PC, this only oneness, this withdrawal into only self, all of that, and withdrawal out of groups, and withdrawal here and there, and so forth, all of these things stem exclusively and only and entirely from, of course, withholds, which, if gotten off, the person believes would injure their survival. Now, the funny part of it is this is not true. The person gets an aberrated idea of what would injure his survival if he got it off, don't you think? And it's this aberrated idea of what they dare get off that brings about the condition of aberration. I think that possibly you've got one, two, or three apiece, some kind of an average like that, that if you revealed it in the wrong quarter, it's factual that somebody would be likely to take action. If the state of New South Guinea or something of the sort found out about this, well, it might be a poor show. You've all got some. that were factual. There are some factual ones, okay? Real ones. You get those real buried, and they get very insisted. And the other aberrated idea builds up on those. And we get a build-up of that. Now, the punishment of our parents, of course, we feel offhand that this comes from past life. 3D crisscross gets these areas cleaned up. But when we started this life, we already had the idea that if we disclosed certain things to our parents, or we did certain things, or we didn't withhold mean words and so forth from our father, something like that, we'd find ourselves suddenly without food, clothing, and shelter. In other words, we get this exaggerated idea. Well, it's built on our past life structure. But that's a bad enough basis. Now, we take off from there, and we move into areas and then do commit something which, if revealed, would be very upsetting, or would have been very upsetting. And then other little things start piling up on the top of that, and so on, and we get up to a point where we become quite aberrated, quite individuated. We get so we can't even communicate with parts of our body. The result of all this, naturally, is a feeling of high antisocialness. And somebody comes close to these withholds, and we believe implicitly, you see, that if we got off this withhold, naturally we could just see the police running in. My God, the sirens going in all directions, you see, and police by the squad coming, bursting in the front door, probably with battering rams, you know, and they got handcuffs, and they're all ready to put them on you, you know, and drag you off. And naturally, the cell they're going to drag you to is not any of the modern jails, you know, which just dramatize withholds. It's probably one of the old-time dungeons, you know, where they bury you up to the neck in water and leave you there for 40 years or something like this. You see, you get an aberrated idea of the punishment in the jail. And this all of a sudden rekindles, you know. The auditor gets close to one of these things, and this idea, at any minute, this horrible series of circumstances is going to occur, and naturally we consider the auditor dangerous. Now listen, the auditor's only dangerous if he doesn't pull the withhold. And that is a recurring phrase that is starting to happen here in the school. There are certain auditors that we designate as dangerous auditors. Why are they dangerous? Because they will only tick and not pull a withhold. And we call those people dangerous auditors. Why? Their PCs are all going to be mad at them. They are themselves going to goof up and get lots of loses one way or the other. And they're going to always be involved in ARC breaks of some kind or another. They're going to have people going around gossiping about how bad central organizations are and how bad they are and how bad everything else is and so forth. And they are dangerous. But from the PC's viewpoint, the person becomes dangerous the moment they might find out whatever this thing is, you see. The auditor appears for a moment dangerous. The auditor might find out. When the PC gets ARC breaky, however, only when the auditor fails to find out. The auditor has to go the whole way. And an auditor who won't go the whole way, an auditor who will only get off safe withholds off of a PC, is dangerous. And that is today's adjudication on whether a person can audit or not. Are they a safe auditor or a dangerous auditor? Oddly enough, it's a complete reversal. The auditor who gets off safe withholds is dangerous. And the auditor who will get off unsafe withholds is safe. You understand that? Now, you've got to bust through any feeling you have on this and look at this square in the teeth and follow it through, because you're actually, all of your activities as an auditor are totally 100% based on this one little fact. It all cones down to this. An auditor who will not pull dangerous withholds from a PC is a dangerous auditor. You're going to have an ARC breaky PC. Your PC's going to be upset with you. There are only two or three ways you could possibly mess it up.
But how could you fail to do this? One, you could fail to use an E-meter. You could fail to make an E-meter play any tune that was ever written by Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, you see? You could just fail to make an E-meter talk. In other words, you look at the thing and the needle falls off the pin and so forth, and there it is, and the parts are all collapsing and so forth. And we say, well, that needle, that's no. That's a no needle. God, man. You don't have to clean it up in one session, but you have to make sure that you've got another session. All right. But you go a whole intensive, and you never pull any of these things, and you never ask, permit, withhold, and you never try to inquire any deeper into any of these things, and that PC blows up in your face. Every ARC break you ever got off of a PC was due to missed withholds, although missed withholds is brand new as a principle. It's been functioning this whole time. And every time you fail to get off a withhold, you missed a withhold on the PC, you ticked it, you had an ARC break. That accounts for every ARC break you have ever had with a PC. That accounts for every PC who never wanted to be audited again by you. That accounts for all of your own difficulties with PCs right there in one fell swoop. Now, you could accomplish it by not operating with an E-meter. You could accomplish it by a very unreal or nasty auditing approach. Every time the PC said something, you said, yeah. You know, something like this. You could accomplish it by just having your technology all backwards and shuffled into another deck. You could accomplish it by just poor auditing. But in the final analysis, poor auditing only exists if a person is determined that they're never going to hurt a PC by getting off any nasty withholds. They're only going to be nice to PCs, and they're only going to get off safe withholds. You almost have to use shambox and clubs on some auditors. I'm not kidding you. My method on the thing is just to stampede the auditor on the subject. And there's more than one here who's already been stampeded by me straight at the subject. You know, the only thing you should really worry about is when I give up on you. I've done that too, just quits, you know. And then you get very nice auditor reports. You get an initial or something like that. I just won't do anything more about it. Why? I know you won't. But that doesn't include very many. And the other ones is you start missing withholds. PC gains. Well, I didn't make any goals and I didn't make any gains and so forth. Well, it might as well have been printed in letters of fire. Auditor has missed withholds on this PC. Auditor did not clean up things on this PC. Auditor read the E-meter upside down. Something wild went on here. That's all. I mean, because frankly, I have to tell you this. But I've got you in a box right now with prep checking. You're taped and targeted. The auditor cannot get a result with prep checking, will not audit. We've been closer and closer to this point, see? We've been converging on this point. Technology's been getting better and better and better and better. And here we sit looking at prep checking. Well, prep checking gets a little better. There was a little change the other day in 3D crisscross. As soon as I found out that this applied to 3D crisscross, I realized that you can't let a PC cross out anything on a list. That's you, not me. Because the PC says that's pretty dangerous. Let's see, that's pretty dangerous. I think that's awfully dangerous. I think we ought to have that off the list, and that off the list, and that off the list, and we just cross the whole list off. It's all too dangerous. And then you have missed an item, which actually amounts to a missed withhold, and so the person gets upset with 3D crisscross. So we can't allow the PC, once he has put it on the list, after we blackjacked him, tricked and hoodwinked him into getting it onto the list, we can't let the PC take it off, even though it makes more work on differentiation. I found this is the case. I find PCs will take live items off the list if you don't watch them. So there it is. So some of your lists are disappearing into smoke And some of your items are being crossed off because your PC has misgivings upon the safety with which they can be revealed. Since all of these items went out of sight to some degree or another because it was very unsafe at some time or another to reveal them. I'm looking at somebody right now that was going around with a very, very hot terminal tucked under her arm in a family who believed implicitly that the exact reverse of this terminal was a way of life and how to be closer to God. And this PC just had to withhold this one like mad. And of course the whole war of the PC withheld it and so forth. Why, the hotter it got. This would have been heresy. It's like the son of a priest, you know. He wouldn't believe in God. Nobody gets that joke. Boy, you're slow today. You're very slow today. Wake up. Son of a priest, and he has a terminal called atheist. That would be very upsetting. Very upsetting. He'd have withholds. So would the priest. But anyway, well, let's take an example. Let's just call it out of thin air, Bedler or something like that. And this fellow was born in a banking family where integrity is all. You see, and he hears from his father, and he hears from his mother, and he hears from his brothers and sisters and the business and so forth. And he's got a hot terminal. He's been one of the best embezzlers that the country's ever had. Don't you see something like that? And here he has to live in this atmosphere with this terminal. Hot, you know. So all the time he's pulling this terminal back. I'm not saying that's the terminal. You get the idea? That's a wet hold. Man, would it be unsafe to be that embezzler, right? And he might dramatize it at any moment. And so he fights it, and he fights it, and he fights it, and then one night he goes into the bank vault, and he cleans out the whole thing and goes over the hill. Wrong time, wrong place, wrong terminal, see, for his environment. And when these things get badly re-stimulated and so forth, why, they've had it. All right, now some auditor's auditing him, see, and we get down to this terminal, and who or what would enforce an outflow from others, see? And he puts down an embezzler, and he goes down the line, and the auditor goes down, and he had a little ARC break with the auditor, something of the sort. The auditor looked at him crosswise or didn't acknowledge him just right. And it's not really an ARC break, it's just that. And he clicks on that other one, and he says, you know, this, I don't... Auditor's already missed a withhold on him and so forth. And he's, I don't know. We're differentiating the list, and we get down the embezzler, and he thinks we'd better cross that off. So he says, well, I do agree with him, of course. Gives him a second thought. We mustn't let the PC have that second thought. So there's that little change in 3D crisscross. You see why it is?
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.